Star Wars actor Jake Cannavale trashes Rise of Skywalker as absolute fucking failure. By BenQ on December 23, 2019. Star Wars actor Jake Cannavale trashed the latest installment in the iconic franchise, The Rise of Skywalker, declaring it an absolute fucking failure embodying the overall laziness of the latest trilogy. Cannavale, who plays a supporting role as a rookie bounty hunter Toro Calican in the Star Wars Spin Zero FF TV series The Mandalorian, wrote on Instagram that although he was not supposed to speak ill of the latest film, he had to do so anyway. "I'm in the Star Wars universe now," Cannavale wrote on Instagram, according to MovieNet.com. "So surely I can't speak ill of Episode 9, right? Wrong. The Rise of Skywalker was hands down the worst Star Wars movie. An absolute fucking failure. There were more plot holes than there was a plot," wrote Cannavale, who is the son of actor Bobby Cannavale. "The amount of by the ways was absolutely infuriating. Rise of Skywalker, BTW dumbass title, was worse than Phantom Menace and Last Jedi combined. Fight me." When asked whether he would have voiced the same criticisms if he'd been in it, Cannavale doubled down, accusing the directors of laziness when producing the current trilogy. "Honestly, I think I'd be more mad. Obviously, I can't speak on behalf of the cast. To some actors, this is just a job and maybe they're just happy to be working. To which I say more power to them. Also, maybe they fucking love the new Star Wars. In which case, that's fucking dope that they got to work on something they truly got to enjoy. Personally, I've been a huge Star Wars fan since I was a kid and I felt pretty let down by the overall laziness of this new trilogy. And also a bit angry at the entitlement of it for pretty much seizing control of the franchise as a whole by basically saying, 'Nah, we don't like the ending that everybody's been cool with for decades, let's change it.' I personally would feel pretty depressed if I was in the new Star Wars movie, as a main character I mean. If I was a dude wearing an alien puppet or whatever, I'd be fucking stoked. But still." Indeed, The Rise of Skywalker, directed by J.J. Abrams, took in a $175.5 million opening, which ranks as the weakest opening in the Disney franchise era. Audiences and critics remain split on whether the film is up to the standard of its predecessors. According to ratings aggregator Rotten Tomatoes, the film has an 86% approval rating among viewers compared with just 57% among critics, the second worst showing in the franchise's 40-year history. The film was savaged by Breitbart film critic John Nolte, who described it as a limp apology for the supposed failure of The Last Jedi. In its opening weekend, The Rise of Skywalker earned $373 million in global ticket sales, falling short of the previous two films of the current trilogy. "This movie is dumb. It's not terrible. It's only boring in parts. It never lifts you out of your seat," wrote Nolte. "You care so little about the one-dimensional, paper-thin character we call Rey that what should have been an emotionally satisfying goodbye only works as nostalgia." Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.